At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hi, well done. How is the knee feeling?
It's okay. Yeah. I'm still here, so it's doing okay.
It's a good sign. Can I keep going? Three all in the first. She was playing very good tennis. What do you think was the difference when you started to win, obviously, 3 games in a row and win the first set?
I think she was playing tennis the whole time, really good tennis the whole time. She was just playing really tactical tennis, and I just had to play a little bit better.
Serena, your return game today was ferocious. Even your misses looked good.
Thank you.
Can you talk a little bit about how you approach returning? You want to end it right there?
Yeah, I do want to end it, but I know that's not the best way. So I've been working on a lot of different things on my return in practice the past, several months. And hopefully now starting a show.
Hi, Serena. Amanda Anisimova was in here earlier, and she mentioned that you stopped by and had some kind words for her in Miami after she had a tough loss. I just wanted to see if you remembered that, and if you could tell us a little bit about it and why you made the decision to chat her up. And
who did you say?
Amanda Anisimova. Okay. And she said, just to quote her, she said it was something she'd never forget.
She's a good girl, and I really take to all the young girls out there that are doing well. And I was just heartbroken when she walked in that locker room, and I just wanted to be there for her because I've been there. And it's an interesting position because it's just like no one ever says anything, even though I feel like a lot of people want to. And I decided I'm not going to do that anymore. I've always wanted to. I'm just going to go for it now and just do what my emotions want me to do and not do the quote-unquote professional thing, because maybe that's not professional. I just got to do what I feel and act how I feel.
Serena, is there any aspect of your game right now that feels easy, or is everything really a lot of effort right now?
I don't know. Like I said, I've had a tough year since I twisted my ankle in Australia. Like, it's just been really tough after that. So everything definitely feels a little bit harder than normal, but at the same time, I know that it's going to get better.
I was commentating your match, so my question is, when watching the way that the tactical game that she put a lot of high balls, trying to slow down the pace and hit deep, which she did very well, and then when you took the advantage with being so aggressive, there's a shot that could work, is the drop shot. Are you not comfortable drop shotting? Because there are so many times where she was so far behind the baseline.
Yeah, I didn't think about it, to be honest. I'll take that to mind, though. Thank you. Yeah, I'm not thinking about it, and I have a really good drop shot. I really need to use it more often, so I will. I really appreciate that. Thank you. Okay.
Serena, I'm doing a piece on the 1999 season. It's a long, long time ago. But what do you remember about playing Steffi Graf? It's a memorable.
Jeez. Wow. It was a great season for me. It was my breakout season. I think I won my first Grand Slam that year. My first big tournament came earlier in that year, and I just kind of built on that. And it was great. It was fun. Playing Steffi was legendary, and it was amazing. And I'm so glad I had the opportunity to play, because I believe she retired after Wimbledon that year. And I remember thinking, thank God I had a chance just to play her, because I grew up watching her, and she was just amazing. So It was an interesting, it was a great year for me.
Serena, you were saying the story with Amanda in Miami. I was curious if you feel like that's at all a maternal instinct that makes you look at the other younger girls, especially in the locker room, differently maybe than you did before becoming a mom.
Yeah, I feel like, like I said, I've always wanted to do that. It's just always been in me. But then I didn't know if it was the right thing to do. And I do it to my friends, like, all the time, you know. But, I just needed to do that. And I know she's super young. And, like I said, I really love all the new young players. Like, it's just so exciting. And I feel like tennis has done so much for me. And to see a new generation come through, is great. So I was really like, I can't sit here. I gotta make a move, and I wanted to.
Serena, another good win today. When you look back at the success that you've had at Grand Slams in the past, do you get a sense early on in a competition that I could win this? At what stage do you get that feeling that I'm in it to win it?
I generally come to a Grand Slam to win it.
Serena, on the young players, you get Sonia Kenin next. I'm not sure if you've been on a Fed Cup team together or something, or if, how much you know about her. What do you expect from that match?
So I missed that Fed Cup. We were supposed to be on the team together, but I know her game really well. She had a really great run in Australia, and I've been watching her. And I think it'll be a good match. She has a lot to bring to the table. She has a lot of excitement, and, you know, she's a good player. She's so young, and she's such a good player. So I really, I'm actually looking forward to that match.
Serena, before the tournament, there was a picture of you in a wheelchair at Disneyland Paris.
Yeah, that Ben retweeted.
but not just Ben. Can you tell us the story of the picture and what was going on?
I'm not going to get into that. I'm playing and all's good.
Thank you.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.